Welcome to Blog Talk Radio in high fidelity.
It's a new morning, it's a new day, because you live and breathe in me. It's a new dawning, brand new mercy, yesterday's gone.
Joining me for another episode of Modern Living with Dr. Angela. I'm your host, Dr. Angela Chester. Today we are talking about church in an unchurchy way. We are interviewing Adam Ward. Well, as many of you know, most churches can't quite attract the unchurched in their community. And that's because most churches were created by, you said it, church people. So how do we have conversations with folks that aren't church folks and get them involved in the church process? How do we get them to become like believers? Well, today, that's what we're talking about with our guest, Adam Ward. You can find him online at dubsgrace.com. That's D-U-B-S Grace.com, and of course on my favorite social media platform on Twitter at Grace, the number 4 and the word Dubs. That's D-U-B-S, Grace for Dubs. Today we will have a very short break brought to you by SEODIYGuy.com. That's SEODIYGuy.com. So one of the things that I absolutely positively loved about what Adam says, and then I'm going to bring him on and let him introduce himself to everyone, is this, because I have said a version of this. The question he poses is, who is God really anyway? And without going into the entire article, he starts off and says this. Well, I'll start with this bold statement. It's not whether God exists. The complexity of the universe, from subatomic particles to the vastness of galaxies suspended in the universe, simply demand the existence of a higher being. Anyone who cannot see things in existence and not admit there is a God doesn't want a God to exist. Now, I don't know about you, but that's what I'm talking about. I love that statement. So without any further ado, let's bring Adam onto the show. Hello, Adam. Are you there?
Hi. Good afternoon. Yes.
Hello. Hello. Thank you so much for joining me today.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Well, like I said, I absolutely loved how you started that article, and I have to agree with you. People who say that there is not a God, they're just really just trying to be difficult, if you will. But before we get into explaining how you talk about church in an unchurchy way, tell everyone who you are and why you want to talk about this particular subject.
Sure. My name's Adam. I'm actually an engineer consultant for IBM, but I've spent a significant amount of my life doing lay ministry for the church, serving in different roles, leading youth, leading college ministries, serving on boards, leading capital campaigns. And one of the things that happened a few years ago was God called me to reach the unchurched outside of the church walls. And that was very uncomfortable for me. And I just kind of put that burden on my life, and that's what I've been pursuing now.
And you know, many churches don't really have a lot of evangelism training. You have people that have a lot of enthusiasm, many people or church members who have a lot of I want to spirit. You know, they have that let's do it attitude. But many times we really don't have that official training to say, this may be uncomfortable if it's your first time, and here are some things that we have found to be successful. Or even just to reassure us and say it's okay if you're feeling a little bit nervous.
Now, have you found...
Have you found that there is a particular way for you that has worked when it comes to talking about church with people that are maybe just not familiar with how church works, or even with people that may have said, you know, I had a bad experience at church and it's just not on my top five things to do this year? Is there something that you have found that works better for you?
One of the best things that I start with is to make sure that I'm actually doing whatever I do well with the people that I'm talking to, and establishing a solid relationship with them. And then when that happens, I'm able to introduce, you know, God into the conversation. And it usually happens something like, you know, I noticed something's different about you. I noticed you do things differently. Why is that? And that door, once that door is open, and then I try to do something very applicable to their life. You know, I don't jump in and say, in John 3:16, it says this, you know, are they dealing with depression? Do they have a rebellious child that they're trying to deal with? You know, and usually it's something around that, some pain point that they're having in their life that I know the gospel is the answer for. And then the conversation builds from there.
And I love how you say that you have to have that personal connection. And I think for many people, they forget that if people don't believe that you care, they really don't want to, they don't want to hear what you have to say, because they feel that they're just another number, or they're just, you know, a means by filling the church quota, or, you know, you just want my money. But when they feel that you genuinely care about them, I think it really does open that door for further conversation. That's a great point. Most definitely. Now, have you found that a particular age group is easier to reach than any other? Like, are the youth, I know that you've worked with youth as well as adults. Is it easier to work with one group versus another, or are they about the same?
I think the acceptance or openness of people has a tendency to drop over time. You know, I find when I'm working with children that they're very receptive. And then, you know, even up into their high school years, you know, they still are kind of respectful of authority. And, you know, if you're spending time with them, are going to listen to you because they know you love them. And then once it gets into the adult world, college years and past that, it has a tendency to drop off. People get set in their ways. That just makes the relationship piece so much more important. You've got to know what they're going through. And you know, you have to know and be confident that God has the answer for them.
Well, listeners, we need to take a very short break, but when we get back, we will continue talking to Adam Ward about talking about church in an unchurchy way. And I'm going to ask him a little bit more about his article that he wrote, Why Am I Searching for Truth? We'll be back right after this.
Have you ever wanted to start your own blog, a place for you to share stories of life, love, or family? What about your business? Would building a website help showcase your products or services? Hi, I'm Chris, your friendly DIY SEO guy. And what I do is I help you take control of your online success. Through my website, podcast, and YouTube channel, I share free training, tutorials, and tips to help you build that first website or blog, discover SEO opportunities, introduce you to social media and internet marketing, make honest money online, and most importantly, I help you do this all by yourself. You will gain the self-confidence to truly take control of your online success. Make this year your year. Check out my podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play. Just search for DIY SEO Guy. And when I'm not on YouTube creating videos, you can check me out on my website at DIYSEOGuy.com. I hope to see you there. And no matter what, I hope you find success online, offline, and in your life. Take care.
And we are back. Thank you so much for joining us for another episode of Modern Living with Dr. Angela. I'm your host, Dr. Angela Tester. Today we are talking about church in an unchurchy way. We are interviewing Adam Ward. You can find him online at dubsgrace.com. That's dubsgrace.com. And on Twitter at grace4dubs. And everyone knows that I absolutely love Twitter. So if you are a Twitter person yourself, go by, stop by, and let them know. Heard your show. Absolutely loved him. So, Adam, I wanted to ask you about an article that you wrote entitled, Why Am I Searching for Truth? And without even going into, you know, the whole of the article, because I know that you don't have time to explain all of that, but I know that's a question that many people asked. I provide spiritual wellness counseling, and that's a question that many people ask. What is this thing called truth? Why am I looking for it? And what happens when I find it? Can you tell me a little bit about why you were inspired to write that article?
Yeah, I'd mentioned earlier in the podcast that I was raised in the church and I'd spent basically my life in the church. And then a few years ago, had a time where things weren't going well, and I was questioning God's existence and his call on my life. And so I told my dad, I said, I need to reset. I need to reset God and, you know, what it is. And then, so I just dug in. I used all different references, not just the Bible, you know, history and researching different things. And, you know, it just pointed to him as being the truth and the Bible as truth. And it just came across so clearly. It was unreal.
So what are maybe one or two things that you would say to someone who says, you know, I'm just not sure. Not that they're really being pulled in one direction or the other, that anyone's trying to convince them of one thing or the other, but they have a genuine, I'm just not sure. And what would you say to help them understand the process that they're going through and that there is light at the end of the tunnel?
Yeah, the first thing I would say is, you know, you have to be open. Sometimes when you're not used to hearing God's voice, you're really unsure what it's like. And that can be just like your conscience, and it can seem like your conscience. And, you know, God speaks through the littlest ways, and to be open to those little signals that are coming to you. And that's going to be probably a big way for the door to open for many people to God. And, you know, of course, if you're a Christian, you need to make sure that you don't have blatant sin in your life, because, you know, that'll close the communication channel off. But for the unsaved, you know, or atheists, even God's there, and it's that little voice in the back of your head, and he's letting you know he's there.
And I'm so glad that you mentioned that it is that little voice that is there, and we all have the ability, if we would just, and if we required our minds enough to hear. And that goes for you too, you seasoned Christian out there that is, you know, saying, oh yeah, you know, me and God were on a first name basis. Okay, that may be wonderful, but that doesn't mean that we don't need to learn to, you know, quiet ourselves and still be able to get that wonderful wisdom and direction that only God can give us the way that he gives it to us. Well, Adam, we are down to like the last few seconds of the show, and I want to make sure that everyone is able to contact you. What is the best way to keep up with you on the internet or on social media?
Certainly the best way is Twitter at @grace4dubs. That's the easiest way to get a hold of me.
Well, Adam, thank you so much for joining me on the show today.
Thank you.
Well, listeners, as always, may the Lord continue to shine his face upon you. May you receive his grace and his mercy in all that you do. Until next time, bye-bye.